Hello, I'm Floyd Maxwell, justthinkit.com. This video is called Consequences of a Spring and Loop Theory, Comparing Physics Theories. This segment is for left brain dominance. In this video, we'll compare the standard model to general relativity, to quantum mechanics, to string theory, to quantum field theory, gauge theory, loop quantum gravity, and spring and loop theory. There will be 44 comparisons. The first one is, does the model have a Planck scale basis? Physics today has a Planck scale basis, no smaller than this size. If a theory doesn't build up from this minimum size, it will break or is already broken. Breakable or broken theories score a fail here. Theories passing this question: string theory, loop quantum gravity, and spring and loop theory. Comparison number two, does it have a Planck scale model? Some physics theories talk of Planck scale things, but can't model them. Incompleteness rarely earns a passing grade. For this comparison, only spring and loop theory has a Planck scale model. Number three, does the theory have a simple model? Physics is almost completely bereft of simple models. It should go without saying that the standard model is anything but simple. I would compare it to the streets of Tokyo, where house numbers are not even sequential, for example. General relativity is such a complex theory that Albert Einstein needed help from several college students, as well as David Hilbert, before he got all the math squared away. Hilbert, in fact, beat Einstein to the punch in the equation area, but graciously conceded relativity was Einstein's baby all along. Quantum mechanics is more seance than simple. Like my sock drawer. Have you seen my green socks? String theory proposes a simple basis. Everything is a string. Unfortunately, it is the theory farthest from simplicity. This seeming contradiction is resolved by picturing a pyramid of simple blocks, only the pyramid has been assembled completely upside down. Quantum field theory, gauge theory, and loop quantum gravity are all incomplete, fledgling, or codependent theories. Trying to build off the standard model, general relativity, and/or quantum mechanics can't lead to a simple model. So only spring and loop theory passes this third comparison. Number four. Is the theory based on 3 plus 1 dimensions? Contemporary physicists resemble encyclopedia salespeople. These extra dimensions will make your children smarter than your neighbor's children. Sign here. Like all well-rehearsed objection handlers, you rarely hear them use words like crutch and extra dimensions in the same sentence. Patched physics theories are like sausages. It is better not to see them being made. With apologies and thanks to Otto von Bismarck. Extra dimensions are a crutch, or in the case of string theory, a crock. Of the existing mainstream physics theories, only general relativity and loop quantum gravity escape the need for extra, D as in duct tape, dimensions. Number five, does the theory or model resolve the vacuum catastrophe? Said quickly, 100 orders of magnitude is just a short phrase. Let's try saying it with zeros and ones. So imagine a number 1 versus a 1 with 100 zeros after it. Thank goodness for small fonts. Word representation your thing? Compare 1 versus 10,000 trillion, 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 trillion. But wait, it could be just 60 orders of magnitude, as someone on Slashdot patiently corrected me. Or it could be 120 orders of magnitude, as was admitted for decades. In any case, spring and loop theory can account for every dollar. While the existing mainstream physics theories lose track of duotrigintillions, which is a vigintillion vigintillion. Number six, does the theory resolve the horizon problem? The horizon problem arises from, quote, different regions of the universe that have not contacted each other because of the great distances between them, nevertheless having the same temperature. In essence, if you think there was a big bang, you have a horizon problem. This problem is quite severe and not easily treated by new particle palliatives nor dark calmatives. Number 7. Does the theory resolve the coronal heating problem? Wikipedia says the coronal heating problem in solar physics relates to the question of why the temperature of the sun's corona is millions of Kelvin higher than that of the surface. The high temperatures require energy to be carried from the solar interior to the corona by non-thermal processes because the second law of thermodynamics prevents heat from flowing directly from a colder to a hotter place. While spring and loop theory answered this in COSALT 6, 222 answers. The existing mainstream physics theories will never resolve this until they align with the principles of spring and loop theory. Number 8. Does the theory explain diffuse interstellar bands? quoting from Wikipedia. The great problem with diffuse interstellar bands, apparent from the earliest observations, was that their central wavelengths did not correspond with any known spectral lines of any ion or molecule, and so the material which was responsible for the absorption could not be identified. A large number of theories were advanced as the number of known DIBs grew, and determining the nature of the absorbing material, the carrier, became a crucial problem in astrophysics. Well, despite using the past tense, which implies that DIBs are now a solved problem, they are not a solved problem, except the spring and loop theory that intends to publish on this topic in the future. Number 9. Does the theory explain sonoluminescence? Sonoluminescence is another total mystery to the existing mainstream physics theories. Spring and loop theory took care of this in COSALT 6, 222 answers. Number 10. Does the theory say a black hole is a singularity? When the existing mainstream physics theories use the word singularity, they usually mean a point that is infinitely small. Their unabashed use of singularity is revealing of how shameless physics has become. First called out in COSALT 2 black holes, singularities are the caution tape that delineates where things are completely broken. Old things. No longer useful things. Temp things. Number 11. Does the theory resolve the information loss in the black hole problem? Quoting from Wiki, the black hole information paradox results from the combination of quantum mechanics and general relativity. It suggests that physical information could permanently disappear in a black hole, allowing many physical states to devolve into the same state. This is controversial because it violates a commonly assumed tenet of science that, in principle, complete information about a physical system at one point in time should determine its state at any other time. Well, I double-checked and I didn't find the word attempting in that quote, as in attempting to combine quantum mechanics and general relativity. It is long understood that quantum mechanics and general relativity don't get along with each other in the most fundamental of ways. So why do the existing mainstream physics theories continually try to crazy glue them together without changing either theory? And worse, why do they then tout the union despite the Hoover Dam-sized pile of unresolved obstacles? Number 12. Does the theory predict a maximum black hole gravity? The idea that a black hole could have a maximum gravity size was first suggested in COSALT Black Holes Revisited. The existing mainstream physics theories don't have a chance on this one. Instead, they will continue their petrification process, the logical result of dogmatic repetition of impossible nonsense. Number 13. Does the theory resolve the galaxy rotation problem? Previously explained by spring and loop theory in COSALT 5 Gravity and COSALT Black Holes Revisited, the galaxy rotation problem was first noticed in 1932. The galaxy rotation problem is completely unresolved today by the existing mainstream physics theories. Physics journals, however, couldn't be happier as the galaxy rotation problem has spawned the dark matter particle, island, and subcontinent. Count on mainstream media delivering a steady stream of dark rubbish for decades to come. Number 14. Does the theory resolve the hierarchy problem? The hierarchy problem is the, quote, large discrepancy between aspects of the weak force and gravity. There is no scientific consensus on, for example, why the weak force is 10 to the 32 times stronger than gravity. In other words, model inadequacy or breakage by the existing mainstream physics theories. Spring and loop theory is on record that the weak force is actually gravity working at the nuclear level. Calculation. If you compare nucleon-nucleon distance, at about 10 to the minus 16 meters, to the 1 meter distance from a person's arm to the Earth's surface, you observe a difference of a factor of 10 to the 16. As the gravitational attraction is related to the distance squared, you then need to square this 10 to the 16 difference. When you do that, the answer you get is 10 to the 32. Number 15. Does the theory have a simple model of how gravity works? How could the existing mainstream physics theories have a simple model of gravity when they don't understand gravity? General relativity and Newtonian physics do not provide a low-level understanding of gravity. Einstein spent the last 30 years of his life trying to understand gravity, but got nowhere. Feynman spent a similar amount of time and produced similar results. And so we end up with the dark matter and dark energy juggernauts. COSALT 5 Gravity explained the spring and loop theory model of gravity that works at the smallest and the largest scales. Number 16. Does the theory explain what the speed of light is? Everything said about gravity above applies to the speed of light. equations, but no low-level model. So when scientists observe faster-than-light neutrinos, they are flummoxed. Spring and loop theory isn't. Another profound conclusion of spring and loop theory's model? Realizing the photon is not a particle. Number 17. Does the theory have a simple neutrino model? When it comes to neutrinos, the existing mainstream physics theories are essentially bankrupt. Quasault Neutrino covers this subject in considerable detail and makes a number of predictions, built on spring and loop theory's basic foundation. Number 18. Does the theory resolve the neutrino mass issue? Aside from spring and loop theory, no theory will ever come close to resolving the neutrino mass issue. Number 19. Does the theory explain faster-than-light neutrinos? Faster-than-light neutrinos break general relativity and send shockwaves through the existing mainstream physics theories. This was handled without having to change the model in Quasault 9 Neutrino. Number 20. Can the theory explain dark energy? Dark energy is a titanic embarrassment to the existing mainstream physics theories. Their only hope is invention, duct tape. Spring and loop theory explained dark energy in the original paper. Number 21. Does the theory need dark matter? Dark matter equals a broken model of gravity. Despite this, few theories are proposing new theories of gravity, and those that try introduce staggering levels of complexity, an automatic fail. Spring and loop theory deleted dark matter years ago. Number 22. Does the theory have unresolved deal breakers? The existing mainstream physics theories are minefields, positively brimming with deal breakers. Yet all are supported by mainstream media that know a profitable thing when they see it. There is no profit in knowledge. This fact alone is the main reason why life today continues to decay. Spring and loop theory cares about the physics and is not in it for the money. Can your theory say that? Number 23. Does the theory think the inflationary theory is reasonable? There should be a top 10 list of things that are killing physics. On such a list, the inflationary theory of cosmology would be duking it out for a top 3 spot. A perfect example of, if your theory is broken, just create something out of thin air to paper it over. Spring and loop theory has never had and never will have a need for such a ludicrous kludge. In part because spring and loop theory is philosophical, not religious. Religion, shut up and accept what we say. Philosophy, a study in life in its entirety. Number 24. Does the theory invent new particles to fix issues? Did you know that the inflationary theory comes with a new particle, the inflaton? Or that two new baryon particles, the heavyweight quark B- and the heavyweight quark star B-, were found at CERN less than a year ago? Mainstream media has expended most of their ammunition over the past few years pounding us night and day with the importance of finding the Higgs particle, until they supposedly found it. Next thing you know, they're telling us, there must be an even more fundamental particle that gives things mass. Spring and loop theory avoids the never-ending, we found a new particle, carrot on a stick, by just working, consistently, and at a lower, more fundamental level. Number 25. Does the theory require super partner particles? Ah, Susie, we hardly knew you. The sun appears to finally be setting on supersymmetry, and not a decade too soon. Supersymmetry is the desperate attempt by broken theories to try to be predictive. The existing mainstream physics theories insist life be as, well, symmetrical as their theories try to be, because they have little else to offer. Spring and loop theory is comfortable with edge effects and doesn't try to insulate itself from them. Number 26. Does the theory require particle families? Well, this is more Bondo from the existing mainstream physics theories. Number 27. Does the theory require superposition? Mathematics, jealous of the publicity physics has unfairly gained over the years, has found ways to impose its whimsy on the world of the quantum. Or has it? Number 28. Does the theory require wave function collapse? The wonderful thing about the existing mainstream physics theories is how they grow and spread. One bit of nonsense necessitates a second bit, then a third. Spring and loop theory feels out of place among such childish artifice, having provided a more fundamental explanation in Quasault 8 Quantum World. Number 29. Does the theory accept the plus attracts minus miracle? The funny thing about miracles, whenever you desperately need one, it magically appears. Spring and loop theory, the not desperate theory. Number 30. Does the theory accept spooky action at a distance? Despite extending Newton's gravitational equation, Einstein was never comfortable with gravity's spooky action at a distance. But everyone since Einstein seems to be. Spring and loop theory figured out what must be going on to cause things to attract each other across empty space, and then had a delicious breakfast. Number 31. Does the theory require stationary states of motion? It is one thing to come up with mumble-jumble like stationary states of motion. It's quite another thing to require them. But then, self-criticism is not the strong suit of the existing mainstream physics theories. Number 32. Does the theory try to treat a muon like an electron? This one stems from the existing mainstream physics theories being too much in bed with the idea of particle families. To temp theories, there have to be particle families. And like particles must sleep together, even when they're not alike. Incest is wrong, kids. Very wrong. Number 33. Does the theory think negative experiments are proof? Last time I checked, absence of evidence is still not evidence of absence. Someone better tell the existing mainstream physics theories. By the way, this bit of particularly bad science has had a most unfortunate and lasting effect on physics. I still want my ether back. Number 34. Does the theory require dogmatic acceptance? Ever heard of the phrase, shut up and calculate? It is one of the cornerstones of quantum mechanics, apparently. Then there is the Big Bang and its inflationary prodigy, believe it or not. String theory's appeal at this point is little more than unquestioning loyalty, culminating with the THC required, man, gospel according to M theory. Spring and loop theory thinks physics should be free from brainwashing. Number 35. Does the theory think particle smashing is useful? When you have a $10 billion hammer, everything looks like a nail that you can use to build a 6-bedroom, 5-bathroom retirement cottage with. But when you have a better model, as spring and loop theory does, you know that computer simulation is the future of physics, and 1,000 times cheaper for Joe and Jane taxpayer. And that ain't no pork. Number 36. Does the theory have ludicrous fudge factors and infinities? The most touted parts of the standard model, the supposed unifications of QED, QCD, and QFD, are built, quite literally, on top of an endless series of infinities. Much like how cow factories used to feed the diseased carcasses back to other cows, such cannibalistic approaches lead not to enlightenment, but rather to diseased thinking. Spring and loop theory is vegetarian, by the way. Lacto-ovo. Number 37. Does the theory improve on the standard model? It is fascinating to realize how few of the existing mainstream physics theories have enough guts to call the standard model what it is. A sham, a scam, and a great way to build a long and illustrious career. Number 38. Does the theory improve on general relativity? Okay, it might not have made it to the front page of Joe's Science World, but spring and loop theory passed this milestone. A few times. But accomplishing this required adopting Einstein's favorite approach. Intuition. It's what's for dinner. Number 39. Does the theory improve on quantum mechanics? The existing mainstream physics theories genuflect to quantum mechanics. Spring and loop theory averts its gaze, then gives it the raspberry before a blow-by-blow pounding. Number 40. Does the theory improve on string theory? String improves on string theory. Number 41. Does the theory improve on quantum field theory? Fundamentals are very much greater than probabilities and can't knows. Number 42. Does the theory improve on gauge theory? I ask you, how hard is it to improve on this? Quote, in physics, a gauge theory is a type of field theory in which the Lagrangian is invariant under a continuous group of local transformations. Number 43. Does the theory improve on loop quantum gravity? I hope loop quantum gravity amounts to something. Quick question, though. Have you ever thought much about it? Finally, question 44. Is the theory a theory of everything? Today, the existing mainstream physics theories are farther away from being theories of everything than they ever have been. In fact, there is only one valid entrant in the unification sweepstakes, spring and loop theory.